Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
20 minutes away from hooking you up with that Christmas present from under the Kid Nation Christmas tree. All you have to do is call when we ask you to call. And we're going to have a little BB Rexha action this morning as well.
All right.
Yes, BB Rexha from our Jingle Ball concert. You'll get to hear that interview. She's an interesting person.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's very quirky.
Yeah.
And I think I was the third wheel in this interview.
Because
her and part-time Justin clicked. BB Rexha and me. We tried to click.
You were just kind of there.
Yeah, I was there.
That's happened before.
Yeah, it happens sometimes.
Yeah.
And now we got Whatever Wednesday coming up this hour as well, Kid Nation. So if there's anything you wanted to talk about or touch on or any questions you have for the show, that is going to be the time to do it. But right now, it's time to help solve all those relationship issues you may have with our love expert, Kelly Raspberry. You ready, Kelly?
I am.
Well, let's do it. Let's get to it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Excuse me. Lately, I've been having a hard time finding physically romantic feelings towards my husband of a year and a half. I love him. Always have, always will. But since we got married, he's definitely gotten comfortable. No longer working out, has put on some pounds. In his defense, he has worked very hard to achieve many career goals and is now working his dream job. I'm so proud of him, but I'm having a hard time viewing him as the same man he was when I married him. Growing up on a farm, I've always been attracted to the big, strong, rough outdoorsman type, which he is far from. I'm a very tall, lean woman, and he's the opposite, which I know isn't his fault, but it makes it harder to find that previous attraction again. When we got married, I knew that that wasn't the type of man I was marrying, but as time goes on and he continues to lose his fit edge, it's making it harder to feel physically attracted. He's a sensitive guy, and I don't want to hurt his feelings, but I want him to know how I'm feeling and get a little bit of that athletic fire back in him. How would you suggest starting that type of conversation without hurting his feelings or making him feel like I'm interested in a different type of man? With love, Olivia.
Well,
just being so nice.
There's going to be feelings hurt. I mean, sometimes you can't avoid hurting feelings. So it's the way you present it, but his feelings are still going to be hurt. Nobody wants to hear that they are out of shape. You don't have to necessarily say, I'm losing my attraction for you. You can say things like, you know, I miss when we used to kind of, hopefully y'all used to work out and do stuff together. Can we start going, let's start doing that again.
Maybe go to the gym together. That's a great way. Yeah.
Yeah, somebody wrote me and said they go and playfully ask their husband or wife, let's have a physical date. Let's go on a date and make it to the gym or something. They turn it into a fun thing to do together.
Right.
And then afterwards they go out and, you know, get a smoothie together. I don't know. But sometimes you just can't avoid hurting feelings when you address concerns like that. It's only been a year and a half they've been married. A lot of people gain weight after they get married. They get real comfortable.
It's normal.
Freshman 15.
Let me offer exhibit A right here. my husband would be exhibit B. We both talk about it. We're like, yeah, we got to do something about it. Let's go out to eat tonight. That's how we handle it.
But you guys were going to the gym together and stuff.
We
working out for a minute.
He started back and I haven't. Yesterday he asked me to go and I, bad me, said no. I said, I'm too tired. I don't want to go. But you'll feel better if you go. I don't even want to go. And see, that was my fault. I should have gone with him. He asked me. But I was so tired. But see, that's just the thing. It's just like you just have to keep extending the invitation. I wouldn't tell him you're not physically attracted to him.
No, don't do that.
There's ways to do it.
You're just starting. It's by grouping it in. It's talking about heart health. Sometimes it's about taking the approach of not just physical because it's so sensitive.
Right.
And saying, like, I want us to grow old together and be... There's an element of attraction that's in there when someone doesn't take care of themselves.
Yeah.
You're like, you want them to live. They're your life partner.
And it is for better or for worse. You know, I mean.
That's why she says she's still going to love them no matter what.
He put on 10, 15 pounds. Are we talking 40,
20, 30? Yeah.
I mean, we don't know what a year. What is her threshold? You know, it might be 10. It might be 50. But anyway, I just, you know, just you could. I don't see.
My wife was very blunt with me.
You know, you put on a little bit of weight lately and we both haven't been working out together. Let's do it together. Going to maybe sting a little, but it might be the motivation needs. But leave out the part about not being physically attracted to him.
Yeah. The best way my wife said, because she told me before we got married, and this is what got me into working out again, because I had worked out my whole life, stopped, got into clubbing, I was going out with Al all the time drinking, and she just one day flat out looked at me and said, wow, babe, you're looking soft. That right there was what lit that fire, and I'm like, oh. I looked in the mirror, and I saw what she saw.
Yeah.
And that's what I... It hurt my feelings a little bit, but it lit that fire.
Maybe she should have said that to me, too. Maybe I would have got motivated.
And Kelly's been telling you.
I've not. You want me to tell you that you're soft?
Is that what you mean?
No, I don't want you to tell me.
Okay. Are you cool?
Yeah,
I'm all right, cool.
I'll get there.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend is super hot.
How hot is he?
Honestly, I'm obsessed with him. But
say that one, please, Trey.
Wow.
But no, you can't say that. I'm reading love letters.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
What, like, it's fair that you play that one of me?
Well, that's you telling the story, Jenna.
I was impersonating another girl that said that to me at a co-ed indoor soccer game.
What? You can't handle that? That one?
I want to hear you saying, I love my boy.
Honestly, I'm obsessed with him, but there's one thing that drives me bananas. He's an extreme cuddler.
Oh, my gosh.
When he wakes up before me, which is always, he snuggles up close, grabs my hand. Cute. Except it wakes me up every freaking time. When I get home after work, he grabs me and he hugs me before I can set my stuff down or take off my shoes. When I'm doing anything in the kitchen, he just grabs me just to hold me. Meanwhile, I have a spatula in my hand because I'm just trying to finish making dinner. When I'm sitting on the couch watching TV or browsing on my phone, he'll grab my scrolling hand. Party foul, or he will lay directly beside me so he can cuddle with me, which blocks the show I'm trying to watch. And at night, I can't fall asleep because he's always squeezing me. It is constant.
Yeah. That's actually a lot.
At first, I just figured he was excited about our new relationship. Well, look, we're 5 months in, and I know it seems kind of like a weird complaint, but I just want a normal level of affection and cuddling. How can I address this? I've tried making lighthearted jokes about it, but he obviously doesn't see the truth behind the banter. He's cuddling with me as I'm typing this now.
Oh, my gosh.
How funny this is. I've always dated guys that I hate it, that are like the opposite of that. Like you, and then you see couples, it's like when you finally go out with a guy that like picks you up and like puts you over his shoulder. It's so great.
Yeah.
Because, God, try having a guy that barely touches your hand.
Right.
Yeah, it's so annoying.
But having that level of constant contact, that's annoying too. Just some boundaries. It's just, you know, if the jokes aren't working, finally you have to have a direct conversation. It's like, babe, I cannot fall asleep. I get so hot. Can we just snuggle for like 5 minutes and then separate? That had to happen with me. And, you know, it's just, I'm just so hot.
I can't sleep cuddle. No.
You say that, and that's just kind of, that's a nice way to say, I love cuddling with you so much, but I'm having trouble falling asleep because I get so hot. Can we just cuddle for 5 minutes and then I'm going to roll over? Hey, honey, I'm having trouble. Can I have my hand back? But you're just going to have to finally, instead of joking around about it, just finally say, hey, babe, I'm trying to cook. Can we cuddle in when I'm done? You know, and
I bet when they first got together, I bet when they first got together, I don't know how long they've been dating.
5 months.
5 months.
I bet when they first got together, she loved it.
Well, yeah. She thought it was just, you know, the newness.
It wears off eventually, but it hasn't.
Now he's cuddling.
The newness.
Extreme.
And it does, yeah, if it hasn't worn off after 5 months.
Yeah.
From the text.
But you have to communicate. I mean, it's one thing, yeah, and a lot of people are saying, I wish I had somebody.
Right.
This is a different level of cuddling. This is too much. I get that.
From the text, sounds like she's dating a cat.
Yes.
I think it'll start. Maybe progressively.
So, but 5 months is a while. But still, it is the honeymoon phase.
Yeah, still a honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
Because, my husband and I used to fall asleep cuddled up under each other all the time. Same. And we don't nearly do that.
I guarantee you, if she doesn't say anything to him. And
eventually.
He just, well, if this is the thing. And he just kind of fades off and stops cuddling, she'll be writing another love letter in about 5 or 6 more months saying, my husband used to cuddle with me all the time. Now he doesn't cuddle with me anymore. What's wrong, Kelly?
No, there has to be a happy medium.
Yeah.
That's too much.
Too much cuddle.
We don't know what y'all want. You don't touch me. Okay, let's cuddle. Let's cuddle. Oh, no, not just too much cuddle. We are so confused. Just speaking for all men. We don't know.
Yeah.
But Al, we tell you what women want, and you don't listen to us. So that's this. There's the quandary for women. We tell you flat out. We're not that complicated, honestly. Yeah. Y'all make it that way.
I mean, women have been telling you, not a good look to take a first date to your bar.
Sometimes.
You continue
to
do
listen,
that.
You don't listen, and then you act exasperated.
We want
y'all to tell us stuff. But we
do tell you.
But we don't want to listen.
Okay, there you go. There's the truth. We don't want to listen.
There it is.
We do want y'all to tell us, but we do not want to hear what y'all got to say.
Yeah, she could date Al. We know he sucks at cuddling.
It's like,
and hugging.
Oh, I'm a good cuddler. But
best cuddler on the show, I bet, right?
Well, probably. You know, I don't want to be too presumptuous. But it's like directions. You know, we don't want to hear what you're... Go this way. We don't want to... We kind of want to hear it, but we don't want to listen to you. So...
Yeah, don't speak for all men.
Man, that's made a huge
because,
180 here.
Yeah, you can speak for all men, you know?
Oh man. All right, let's continue.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
See that on the text? Bingo, Al. All right, dear Kelly, you're the love expert. My name is Ashley. I live in San Antonio and am 24 years old. I'm currently in a long-distance relationship with my boyfriend who lives in Colorado. We've been together for almost a year and a half, and things have been great. We see each other once a month and always have the best time until I got accepted into physical therapy school in Florida. We had talked about what to do if I get accepted to another state, and he told me he was up to move with me. Things were set. We were looking for a place to live. I flew to Florida to look for a place, and he told me he couldn't go the night before he was supposed to fly in. I was heartbroken and alone in a hotel room. We argued for a while, and eventually he said he needed a break from us. No contact for 60 days. It was the worst feeling hearing those words. He has talked to me here and there, but says he still doesn't know what he wants to do. He says his mind is jumbled and can't help but think if he moves there and we don't work out, he'll be there by himself. I don't even think about that because I was so secure in our relationship. But I guess I just need help deciding what to do next. Help, Kelly. I don't want to lose him over my dream career. Ashley.
Whoa.
Ashley, just go live your best life. And if he catches up to you, great. If not, I guarantee you some other hot guy is going to come along and be everything you need.
Yep.
Ain't that right?
You're right. Yeah, you're right. You're
just
absolutely
go and live
right.
your life and don't put it on hiatus while he makes up his mind.
You're right.
You say, hey, honey, okay, I get you need your space. You take the space you need. I'm going to go over here. You call me if you want to. But then, you know, why do you want wishy-washy?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know
you're
why
right.
people settle for wishy-washy.
No way.
You want somebody that's so committed to you. It's like, I'm all in. Here we go. Let's hold hands and jump in together, babe. But settle for wishy-washy because you don't think you deserve better than that?
Life's hard enough.
Live your life.
Yeah. Life's hard enough when things are stable in a relationship.
Pursue your dreams and another guy's going to come along that's going to blow this one out of the water. And you're going to be like, why was I wasting my time and energy on that?
Exactly.
I saw a meme the other day. Said there's 8 billion people in the world. Why trip on one?
Because you love someone and you get caught up in it.
And we tripping.
Yeah, why are you tripping on one?
Why are you tripping on one?
Al, you're a genius.
Thank you.
Al's getting all the love from the fellas.
You can stop right there.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
This one's complicated and one of those that's like, wow, I'm glad I'm single. My boyfriend and I have been together for a year and 2 months. He cheated on me the first 3 months we were together. We broke up, but talked to his friends. He finally realized it was me he wanted to be with. So we tried to make it work. But then he got the news that that girl was pregnant. Ooh. So I left so he could make things work out with her. About 2 weeks passed, and he told me he doesn't know what to do because she's now talking to her ex and telling him she doesn't know who the father is. So we left her. We got back together, and everything between us has been perfect until a week before she had the baby. And all of their friends started telling him that the baby was definitely his and he should be there for the birth. They got a DNA test done, and he is the father. But everything changed for our relationship. He started pushing me and my 4-year-old son to the side. I asked him if he sees a future with me and my son as a family. And he tells me he just doesn't know right now because he's living day by day. Mm. What should I do, Amanda?
Amanda, you need to go and start living your best life.
Same advice. See letter number 3, yeah.
And don't put your life on hiatus while wishy-washy guy tries to make up his mind what he's going to do. He has gotten himself into a predicament. He's a father of a child that he's not in love with the mom, and he's, you know, torn with what am I going to do responsibility-wise. Why drag your 4-year-old into this mess?
Right.
So you let him go figure that out, and you go live your best life. And don't be cutting off the other possibilities. Because somebody with much less drama is out there.
But you're only going to find them when you're out doing all the stuff for you and your son, you know.
And that doesn't mean it's not going to hurt. And you're going to have days where you're sad and days where you're really lonely and days you wish you could pick up the phone and call him. But then you look at your 4-year-old and say, I'm not going to invite this drama into your life, baby, because I'm putting your needs over mine at this moment. And then the moment will pass.
Mm-hmm.
And then I promise it's always worse at night. It's always worse at night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The next morning you wake up, you're like, here's the outcome. I am so glad I did not pick up the phone and call him last night.
Worse.
Or I can't believe I picked up the phone and called him last night. That's what happens. There's, you know, just don't do it. Just move forward. Fresh new start in 2019.
100%.
Don't invite all that drama into your life. And he cheated on you right out of the gate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You have a 4-year-old.
You know what? A lot of people cheat and they move on. But guess what? He got a baby out of cheating.
Yeah.
So now he's got to deal with that.
Plus, you got that 4-year-old who is watching every move you're making.
That's true.
And they're picking up how you treat relationships. Mm-hmm. So if you let a man treat you like this, then that's how your son's going to go about relationships.
Move on.
Yeah. Yeah, move it on.
Yeah. You have to fill your days with things that make you feel good. I mean, we've all been through breakups. It's like once you finally start doing things that you're good at or that you're attracted to, not people, but things, you know, hobbies. Yeah. And life can be really busy alone. You know what I mean? But you feel really fulfilled when you're in control of everything. Like, I'm going to go do this today. I'm going to do this. And you're not sitting at home waiting on someone to hopefully come around.
Man, what a predicament that guy got himself in.
Yeah, right.
Jeez.
Right.
I'd be like happy to be like,
yeah, thank you for showing
drama.
Me who you really are before we're 10 years deep into a marriage.
Right.
You showed me early. Thank you for that.
Inviting drama. I don't know if it's an age thing, but it's like you feel, I guess, some like you feel alive when you're going
through purpose.
It. You know,
like, I got to figure this out.
Yeah.
I'm good with boring. You know,
there's something about being caught up in the drama. It's exciting. And I'm noticing that with my daughter now, you know. To have all this conflict brewing with all the girls and the guys, and he said and she said, and it's like,
it's just an age
thing. It's cool
thing.
When you're kids.
Age thing.
Yeah,
when you're
kids.
Thing.
Yeah.
You know, one time I went out with someone younger recently, and he was so mad at me for not getting mad when other girls talked to him. He was like, he said to me, it was the most interesting thing he said to me. He was like, why are you mad? I was like, what do you mean? He was like, when these other girls talk to me, I kind of want you to like,
get mad.
I'm like,
get jealous.
But I'm not, because if you're into that, that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just very chill about it.
Right.
I was like, oh, it's because you're 25.
Got it.
All right. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, make sure you go to KidNation.com. We do them on Mondays and Wednesdays. And right now, Kid Nation, this music right here means it's time to open a Christmas present.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're the fun parents that let you open one up early before Christmas is here. Why not, right? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You can see what we have to offer at KidNation.com. You choose your present and open it here on the show. We're looking for caller number 20 days away from Christmas.
Yeah.
Let's do that. We'll give you your present next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, it's time to give away a present from under the Kid Nation Christmas tree. And Kid Nation, if you didn't get through this hour, it's all good. We'll do it again in less than 1 hour. Plenty to choose from. You can go to KidNation.com to see what we have. But right now, let's talk to Gabby. Hi, Gabby.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
So good.
So good, yeah. You're doing awesome because you are caller number 20. Congratulations, Gabby.
Yay!
Have you gone to KidNation.com to see what's under the Christmas tree?
Yes, I have.
All right.
Oh, all right. What are you going with?
The Ulta gift card.
Oh.
Get you that Ulta gift card.
I would do the same thing, girl. So, you know what this...
I can't believe no one's got it already.
Well, you do, and you're going to be really excited because you just won a gift card for $250.
Whoa.
Yay.
Oh, yes.
All things beauty, all in one place.
Yeah. You can buy yourself something nice and then maybe a couple
Kylie
friends.
Kylie Jenner stuff.
Yeah.
Kylie Jenner stuff is right there.
I love it. They have great
things.
Yeah.
I have two sisters, and my mother loves Ulta, so I'm so excited.
Oh, look at that. So you can knock those out.
Awesome.
And
yeah, this
up.
Is the time of year to go, too, because they always have great little gift sets and things that make good presents.
Well, Gabby, you enjoy that gift card, okay?
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day. Hold on for us. Alicia will get you all set up just like that. Congratulations. And again, we're less than 1 hour away from round number 2.
Mm-hmm.
So you could pick your present in about 50 minutes. But let's welcome part-time Justin into the show right now.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, big dog?
I went to a basketball game yesterday. It was pretty cool. The most exciting thing was the halftime show with the dogs catching frisbees
and the
balancing on hands.
I personally like that lady that does the plates.
Yeah.
And she's like on a unicycle.
Yeah.
And then she can flip them up and stuff and land on her head.
People are so talented.
I like the trampolines.
Trampolines are pretty cool. Or the dunks? The trampoline
the
dunks?
Yeah. Like the little box guy that can fold himself up and put himself in that little bitty box.
That's
like
pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
I feel like too many people get up from the seats at the basketball game and don't watch the halftime shows.
Yeah, they want to go socialize. I'm like, what?
Socialize elsewhere.
I want to sit in this spot.
Yeah. What's the awesome shows that they're bringing our way?
Right.
But we did have an awesome show at the same venue you probably went to.
Yes, mm-hmm. Sure was.
Our Jingle Ball concert. So we've been playing you the interviews that we had backstage. Now, Justin, I already told Kid Nation and Kelly and Al and Jenna that I was the third wheel on this one. I'll go ahead and admit it.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but we just got along so well. We just clicked. We're laughing, making jokes, making eye contact with each other.
Yeah.
It was a good interview.
And we're talking about Bebe Rexha, of course. My wife, after the concert, said she was her favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
She had never seen Bebe perform before, and she said she was just so fun. She was interacting with everyone, and she took somebody's little reindeer antlers that they were wearing, and she wanted to wear them. So she was really cute and fun out there, and she was dancing. And so my wife loved her. Favorite performance of the night.
I heard there was no lies. Give me them antlers.
Yeah.
I heard there was a little bit of a wardrobe malfunction during her performance.
Yeah. Her shirt came
off. Yeah.
But it's all good. Nothing showed.
I think she had some layers on, but something happened.
Yeah. But everything was on in the interview.
All right, well.
And JC, did you feel like you were on a date with two people that were really clicking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's just.
Just there.
I wanted to click with her, but I just could tell she was mostly about Justin, which is totally awesome. He had the jacket going, and she's into
That's fine. I've been there when you've had a bromance.
Yeah. So, you know, it happens from time to time. So this is the interview with Bebe Rexha and part-time Justin, and I'm also there somewhere. So Bebe Rexha is in the house, everybody. Hello, Bebe.
Hi.
She was wondering if she should wear the jacket, but it's too hot.
Yeah, it's too hot in here. Somebody smells like candy canes.
I put some stuff in my beard. Is it my beard stuff?
No.
And I think I put on some spray deodorant, so that could be it too, but I don't know.
No.
You look ravishing in red, by
Thank
the way.
You.
Is this red your favorite color?
No, but it just looks good on me.
Oh, okay.
I think, that's what people tell me. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Black is my favorite color.
It's the first color I think of.
People say it's not a color, but I say black is a color.
Or like purple. I like purple.
His jacket is any color you want.
I love your jacket.
Thank you very much. I got it from Macy's on Black Friday.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I went Black Friday shopping too. I mean, I went Cyber Monday shopping.
What'd you buy?
Yeah.
Not exciting stuff. Do you really want to know?
Just like for family? Like, what was the most exciting thing you bought?
A mirrored tray from my bedroom.
Oh. Can we talk about how big your closet is and how much clothes you have? I was looking at your Instagram and you were going crazy showing off all your clothes.
I think I have a shopping problem.
How often do you go shopping, Bebe?
Every 2 days.
Yeah. Are you feeling this fanny pack look coming on where people wear
across
the chest?
I have tons of them.
All right. And
what about on guys? Because on girls it looks cool, but what about dudes?
I like it. I was in an airport in Dubai, and there was this guy that I met, and he had a Louis Vuitton fanny pack, but it had, like, neon on it. It was, like, the brown one, but it had, like, neon on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I was like, where did you get that? And he was from Japan. He's like, I got this in Japan. But it looked so sick on him.
Because
it was, like, street style, you know?
Now, when you meet random people at the airport, do you keep in touch with this dude with the cool fanny pack, or is he just a friend at the airport and never see him again?
I just asked him a question, and he thought I was weird. He's like, I got it from Japan, that's where I'm from. And then he, like, walked away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you ask him what was inside the fanny pack?
No.
Oh, okay.
And you never ask a guy what's inside their bag.
I think it's just probably money. You're going to ask me if I had one.
I would put, like, a pocket watch.
A lip balm, probably.
Or my phone charger.
Some gum.
Maybe, like, a bike.
A bike?
Yeah.
What do you mean, like, a
I was trying to think on the spot, BP.
I put a comb
really,
in there,
like,
too.
Trying to think on the spot.
Put a comb?
Yeah, because you always got to make sure the hair's looking right.
Yes.
Sometimes it gets disheveled.
And the beer oil.
Well, Christmas time is coming, and we want to play a game called Naughty or Nice.
You want to play that?
So we're going to give you a list of things, and you have to determine if it's naughty or nice.
Mm, okay.
Someone putting a mistletoe over your head.
Ew. I mean, I think that's both naughty and nice.
Mm, okay.
Because if it's somebody you like, then it's nice. And then you could also be naughty too.
If a guy does that as a pickup line, would you be cool with it?
Like puts a
guy walks up and does that.
No. It depends on who it is. If it's Michael B. Jordan,
fruitcake.
I like fruitcake with like a nice cup of coffee. I'm sorry.
You do like fruitcake?
Yeah. Well, why is everybody giving me that look right now?
Because fruitcake is gross,
nobody
baby.
Likes fruitcake. It's like candy corn. It's like the candy corn of the holidays.
Or like a Tootsie Roll for Halloween.
Maybe because, I don't know, my grandmother makes great fruitcake. Okay. I don't know what kind you guys are eating. But if you buy the ones at like the store that are like been sitting out for months and have tons of fake stuff in them, but if like your grandma makes like a fresh fruitcake that's like fresh and delicious out the oven and it's like real like ingredients.
Made with love.
And like real cherries and stuff. Like,
I got you.
Not candied stuff. You know what I mean?
One more naughty or nice question. Sitting on Santa's lap as an adult.
I don't know who's going to... I mean, if it's like... I don't know.
It depends. I did last year. It was all good.
Really? Yeah. Okay, that's all. Mm-hmm. Whatever,
took him to the North
Pole. Whatever makes you happy. I don't know. I kind of feel like it's kind of like naughty a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
Because like sometimes I feel like I don't know whose lap I'm sitting on, and I don't know if they enjoy that.
Gotcha.
In the wrong way.
Yeah, especially if you got like swamp bed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. With that, baby, where are you gonna go?
Yeah, you're killing it with all your music and your success. You're doing amazing, girl, and we can't wait to see you perform.
Thanks.
High five it. Baby Rex, everybody.
Thank you,
baby.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks. Oh, no bad.
That was good.
Justin and BB had a laughing fit.
Yeah,
together.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was arm in arm.
Yeah, she was loving
Justin. What were y'all giggling about?
I called myself a fruitcake.
Yeah.
And then she said she's a fruitcake over the weekend. And then we just both laughed at each other
in
an exaggerated laugh. And it was a great connection.
Yeah. But the kind of laughter where they're staring into each other's eyes. And I'm just awkwardly standing to the side like oh.
You're like, I can be a fruitcake too.
Yeah.
You can check out that interview with BB Rexha, along with all the other interviews from our Jingle Ball concert at KidNation.com. Sometimes, I remember that one not going as smoothly, and I actually thought that was a good interview.
Yeah, that was one of the best ones from the whole night.
Yeah. I love random fun conversation. Yeah. It's perfect.
That was a good time.
And that was Jenna's idea for that game, Naughty or Nice, so good job on that.
Yeah, really? Thanks for doing it. I'm glad you did it. I knew that would be a good go-to, Naughty or Nice.
Yeah, it was great.
Awesome.
Did you get a digit, Justin? I mean, every once in a while, when one's going well,
you can get the digits.
It's an awkward thing.
I've never asked a girl for her phone number like that before, though. So
it's kind of an awkward thing.
I should.
And you're safe.
No, I didn't get her number, Big Al. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
I should have for you because you're single, and I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she might have been in. She's down with Michael
B. She likes Michael B. Jordan, and you look kind of like him.
You know, that could be the next bit.
Yeah. In what way?
Just the black way.
I was just trying to help my dude out.
Perpetuating the stereo.
No, I'm trying to help my boy out.
I look nothing alike.
I think you do.
Thank you, yeah.
Oh
JC.
My gosh.
Wakanda for
wait,
Wakanda.
Hold on.
What?
We got the same.
You just said Al looks like Michael B. Jordan.
That's right. Yeah. If I see a girl out, I'm going to tell her, hey, you want to date my dude Al?
Yeah.
She looks like Michael B. Jordan.
What? That's the next bit. Wingman for Big Al.
This is why I surround myself with real, honest friends.
Yeah.
People that are like, that doesn't look good. Don't do that.
Don't set me up for failure.
Yeah,
don't
I'm setting you up to win, sir.
And they'll be looking for Michael B. Jordan's twin, and there's Al in there grinning.
Yeah, it's going to be
me. This is how people turn into Britney. You surround yourself with people that tell you everything you put on looks good.
I mean, JC, I appreciate
comes from a good place, Al.
I appreciate the sentiment,
yeah.
But I don't want to set them up for disappointment and me for failure.
So who should I say you look like then?
Because
I'm trying to get you to
Luther.
What?
Who?
Did you say Luther or Lufa?
Luther.
Probably look more like a Lufa.
Yeah, don't say Luther because that's
you used
that.
To look like Common when you had the beard. If you bring that back, I can use that one.
There you go. Right. How about a bigger
hairless Common?
A bigger Common.
Hairless Common.
Yes. A Common with
text us. Let us know who you think Al looks most like.
Hey!
Wow.
It's Common with dad bod.
There you go.
Now,
wow.
Maybe.
I think Common might have something to say about that.
Maybe uncommon.
Comfortable Common.
Yes.
There you go.
from the text, JC looks like he's dad chaperoning Justin and BB Rex. Well played, Kid Nation. All right. Check out that interview, KidNation.com. And coming up next, it's what you've been waiting for, Kid Nation. My feet are all sweaty. How are yours, Jenna?
Can't keep shoes on. I told you, they're so soft.
So Jenna and I are going to take our shoes off so that our feet dry up a little bit because we're nervous about this. Soft off.
The soft off. He said he has softer feet, and I said, okay.
Yeah, so we're going to do that. And also a little Whatever Wednesday, Kid Nation. Oh, yeah. You can have whatever you like. Talk about whatever you want to talk about at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Any questions, any news stories, anything you have for the show that you want to bring up and we haven't been talking about it, or you just heard something that we mentioned and you're like, wait, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
We got you, Kid Nation. We'll do Whatever Wednesday and the soft off next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We'll be getting here to into your Whatever Wednesday calls and text messages, but first we got to take care of some.
What?
A soft off.
The soft off.
I wish we had some produce stuff for the soft off.
The soft off.
This is all my fault.
What?
I mean, that I even...
Yeah, you did it.
I know. I did it, and then I'm probably going to lose, which is going to be really embarrassing.
Jenna did make me feel better over the break. She said, hey, you're in a win-win.
JC's in a win-win. JC, this all originated yesterday when JC said...
I used to wear my moisturizing socks.
Yeah, does that make me crazy or something? Is that what we were doing? And uh-huh. You were like, yeah, I wear moisturizing socks and my feet. I just have the softest feet in the office. And I was like, false. I get regular-ish pedicures.
Uh-huh.
And almost so soft that it hurts.
Right.
And I just said, we should have a soft off. Which now I'm kind of thinking, oh man, what if you do have weird, soft, supple foot skin?
My husband never has done a thing.
Soft feet?
Baby feet.
I told you.
Wow. I lotion and scrub and scraped and sandblast and go for pedicures. And my heels are crusty.
My
Kelly, you think about our shoes. You know, guys wear socks and sneakers, and we're wearing heels and mm-hmm. boots, and I run without socks and sneakers, so I get calluses, and now I'm starting... I love it. But now I'm starting to rethink this soft off.
All right, so we have judges.
Yes, we do.
Oh my gosh, they're blindfolding. It's all office staff.
And one Kid Nation member.
This unfortunate listener
Sandy.
Chose today
Sandy's
to come
so
by.
Excited.
Sandy's here. She's supposed to be at a conference, but this is far more important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's like, wait, never mind. I have to touch their feet. Well, I'm clean. I bathed. I'm just letting you know when you start touching.
I'm cleanish.
Cleanish.
Yeah.
Seriously, it looks like we're going to do something really bad, right?
Yes.
Cheddar, are you going to be guiding these people? Or?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Jenna might go over by you.
I'm going to be here for color commentary. I'm just watching.
Yeah, Kelly, because I'm not going to be able to speak because they'll be able to tell where the voice is coming from, and then they'll know that my soft, supple feet.
The other thing is,
belong to me.
Dude, roll your jean leg up.
Why?
So they don't feel your jean.
Yeah.
And then it's over.
That's true.
God. They're going to feel the hair on my legs.
You are really pissing Robert off.
You are, man.
If you're so mad about my skinny jeans earlier, they're not even skinny.
He has had it.
Okay, we did not say we were going to do legs because I did not shave.
Well, they happen to graze your denim, you know?
Yeah, that's a good thing, Jenna. That way we won't know.
Are y'all both going to sit down? You're letting your foot touch the ground right now. It's gonna rub off the moisture.
Here's the thing. Oh. They can't grasp the foot because just by the sheer size of the foot. So how are we going to do
I think we said go on the inside,
the
right?
Inside, the ball of the foot.
The arch of the foot.
Yeah.
Oh, the arch of the foot's easy.
Right.
You got to get the heel. Man.
Okay, you can feel it.
Well, you know Justin's just going to start groping it, so.
He's going to use his mouth.
Yeah, here's the thing. No mouth. Only hands, people.
The ball of your foot and the heel or the foot.
Yeah, just... Anything below the ankle.
Yeah, don't go towards the toes because then you'll be able to tell which toes belong to who.
Okay. Somebody's honestly going to have to guide the hands.
Somebody
has to hold a wrist and kind of guide the hand. That's the only way
That's
to do
That's what Cheddar's
it.
Here for.
Yes.
Okay, I'm the hand guider guy.
Because they might accidentally grab a hairy toe and they'll know it's JC.
Are either y'all ticklish? Like, or will you be tickled by
me? Yeah, see, that's another reason why I practiced with my wife last night because I get so ticklish.
So high maintenance.
I know, you're ridiculous, JC. Just sit down and put your foot up.
I'm going to be a judge also.
And I'm going to quiet down.
I'm blindfolded, so I don't know who's sitting where.
All right. Oh, Lord. Okay, so Robert is guiding Lacey's hand. I believe that's Lacey underneath that blindfold. It's hard to tell. Lacey's felt one foot, and now she's moved on to the next. And number one. So we're not going to say who that was yet. I am keeping a tally.
Okay.
Number one is the softest so far.
Lacey, did you touch 1 foot on each or 2 feet on each?
Okay, moving on. Second contestant is our listener. What's her name? Sandy. Sandy, who came down. She's in town for a conference. Her dream was to come to the morning show, and never did she dream she'd be subjected to something like this.
Touching feet.
So, Robert, guiding our listener Sandy's hand.
Okay.
She's gotten the first foot down. Now, foot number two. And she's giving her opinion.
I say number two.
And
number
she's
two.
Going with number two.
Wow.
So, it's a tie between
so
one
far.
And two. Well, I shouldn't say that, because that might give away the order of things.
Okay, so...
So, maybe they'll mix it up now, you know?
Yeah.
I won't do that anymore.
Okay.
Here comes part-time Justin.
Hello.
With his finger extended up and down. Yes. Oh, wow. But, okay.
That's some good skin right there.
So y'all are just doing...
foot number two, which Robert may have mixed it up this time. I'm not going to say. Okay, we're getting... It's truly a blindfold test. He's having trouble finding the bottom of the foot.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, he's made his decision.
Wait, who's this one?
You're not supposed to know. You don't need to know who it is.
Okay.
Okay, so you went with number one, which I'm not saying if Robert mixed him up that time or not. So,
okay, but you know.
But somebody is in the lead at this point.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Robert.
Hey, don't you piss Robert
off,
too.
I've got to do color commentary. I've got to say something. Here comes our fourth judge. This would be Amy, I believe, who does all of our website stuff.
You can watch this on kidtv.com.
Blindfolded, so I can't see her face, but I think this is Amy.
I wonder, would you be able to tell it's me?
Amy's got a very delicate touch because the person that holds that foot is trying not to laugh. Which one? Okay, I got the number. Okay, so we've got that one now.
Time for our celebrity judge to step up
celebrity
since we are
judge.
Tied.
Is this the tiebreaker?
That would be me.
Did I say it was
on,
a tie?
Blindfold man.
Hey, you got to guide me.
Hold on.
I'm blindfolded. Oh.
Yep, Al is definitely blindfolded. And here we go.
Still right here. We'll have the feet coming.
The feet are coming to Al.
All right. Oh,
mm-hmm. Yeah, just it's so hard not to laugh, isn't it?
Right.
Oh, it's hard not to laugh, isn't it? Okay, so this is the tiebreaker decision.
Oh. Can I do it again?
Yep. Oh no, it's really try cool. not to laugh. Oh, this is hard. Okay. Oh, this person.
I didn't do the heel. Oh, wait a minute, this ball.
Yeah, I think the heel is like a dead giveaway.
Okay.
The heels.
Okay.
Now go back with the heel.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so we have a winner. A winner has been declared. Everybody can laugh.
That's so hard not to laugh.
That was so weird.
I feel so...
Everybody's tickling your feet.
Violated.
Okay, I have no idea. I will say this. Because I'm just taking my blindfold off. I don't know which one was which. I honestly have no
idea. Good, that's good.
I honestly have no idea. So it was that, to me, it was that close.
Wow.
Now, let's close. That, the vote
I don't
was,
know whether I should be offended or JC should be highly flattered. I'm not sure which
one. It was
both.
Very close. It was a score of 3-2.
Yeah.
That's how close it was.
And I felt a little heel and a little Archibald.
Uh-huh.
Arch and ball. Sounds like a morning show. All right, Arch.
All right, you ready for the results?
Yeah.
All right, the winner, a score of 3-2.
Yeah.
The person that has
the softest feet.
In the office.
Well,
at least out of you two.
Well, I think it was just between you and I.
Okay. Just you two is Jenna.
Oh! Dang it! I mean, that's cool.
I'm one of those annoying TV hosts that make you wait till after the commercial break.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
not doing that.
It was close.
I got the soft feet.
It was close.
Man, I'm glad I lotioned up last night. It was too close. When that first went out of the gate, like immediately, it was Lacey. She immediately pointed at JC. I went, oh, man.
You thought it was downhill after that?
But then I felt his foot.
Yeah.
And I was like,
what'd you think?
So soft.
Thank you.
I was scared. So soft.
Turns out yours are softer.
Now I need to do what I need to know what to
that
improve.
Was back and forth.
Oh, yeah, you're fine.
What was it for you, Al? Because you went back and forth between the feet. Was my heel softer?
Yeah. The heel had a little suppleness to it.
Okay.
And
supple heel.
Yeah, you have a supple heel.
I feel kind of dry right now.
What are the odds Justin doesn't wash his hands now?
He doesn't wash his hands ever.
He touched his foot way more than my foot.
Yeah, he's back there eating Cheetos. Right?
Yeah.
Are we still toes? Are we still doing whatever one there?
No, we ran out of time, unfortunately.
Sorry about that, Kid Nation.
Yeah. There was one funny one that I thought came in, that text right in front of you.
What?
On that piece of paper right there.
Oh, right here? A longtime listener, I met Big Al at his bar a few years ago.
Years?
Yeah, and I asked him for advice on taking a job in Dallas or being an entrepreneur back home in Louisiana. His advice was to be a business owner. And today, I can say I have sold that business. And now, I'm a partner in a bigger and faster growing company.
Wow.
Hashtag Whatever Wednesday. Thanks, Big Al. Made me a millionaire.
Wow.
I mean, he didn't write that, but I'm guessing he's a millionaire.
Where you at, bro?
Yeah, so if only Al could follow that advice.
Yeah. I think I remember talking about this on the air one day when I was giving somebody some advice.
Yeah. Look at you, Big Al.
Hey, I'm happy for you.
Uh-huh.
Hey, hug a brother.
No, you don't get none.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Thanks, Kendrick Lamar. But now we got to give away a present. Yeah, we're the fun parents that let you open up that present before Christmas is here. That's how we roll.
Mm-hmm. We'll even let you pick it out.
Of course. Trying to be nice over here. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
I am way better now.
Yeah, you are. What are you up to right now? Are you at work?
I am sitting in the parking lot because this is way more important, right?
Absolutely more important.
What do you do?
I am a senior customer service rep at a foam plant.
Hey.
We make beds.
You make beds.
All right.
All that comfy stuff right there. I bet you your bed's super comfortable.
Well, it is.
Brittany, I just want to congratulate you because you're caller number 20.
Yay. Thank you so much.
Now, I know you probably went over to KidNation.com and you saw what gifts are left from under the Kid Nation Christmas tree. So which one are you going to go with?
I want the mirror with the container store gift card.
The lighted mirror!
I cannot wait to look at myself. So.
Brittany, my wife was actually looking at the presents yesterday, and she said if she got through, this is the one she would go with.
But she got it.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, Kenzie.
No, she got it before and took it back. She said she couldn't stop picking at her face.
Yeah. Don't overpick your face, but it's so great.
Oh, imagine all the
pimples. Makeup and plucking her eyebrows.
You're going to see things on your face you never knew were there.
It's a swivel. So you just want a swivel LED makeup mirror in case someone else is in the market for that, and it's $250 gift card from the Container Store.
Yes.
Oh. To help accomplish your next project, you can get a custom Elfa closet, organize that kitchen. I've always wanted to do that where I have like everything with labels.
Uh-huh.
Then I can't keep track of everything still, but you can do all sorts of great things. Maximize your space in your home.
Brittany, what if you started a YouTube channel where you pop your own pimples and then next thing you know, you're on the top earners list next year?
Don't pop.
It all started here. And thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you to the Container Store.
We do.
Brittany, enjoy that mirror. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day today, being an awesome customer service rep.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Hold on for us, Brittany. We'll get you all set up. And don't you worry, Kid Nation. We still have some presents under the Kid Nation Christmas tree. Another chance for you to win tomorrow morning at 7:20 and 8:20 Central. And speaking of presents.
Yeah.
Mascara alert, as we always do in this time of year. Because it is time for a Christmas wish. You'll get to hear that and see what family we're helping out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And now, another Kid Craddock Morning Show Christmas wish.
Hello, Kathy.
Hi.
We're the Kid Craddock Morning Show. My name is JC. I have Jenna Owens and Kelly Raspberry and Big Al Mack here.
Hello, Kat.
And Kathy, you're probably wondering, why is the Kid Craddock Morning Show calling me, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I know you're wondering. And all those answers are going to be, all those answers are coming your way very, very soon because we have something from somebody you know.
Mm-hmm.
We know something. And if you don't mind, we would love to read that letter we received.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I know. So hesitant. It's going to be okay. This letter says, I would like to nominate a teacher at our school, Kathy Rogers. Recently, Mrs. Rogers and her family were displaced as a water main broke and flooded their home. Both the insurance company and the city say they are not liable for the damages, leaving the family with a home with only two livable rooms just before the holidays. Mrs. Rogers is the only income earner in the family, as her husband suffered a major stroke 4 years ago that he has miraculously recovered from. However, he will likely not work again. Mrs. Rogers supports her ailing mother as well as a daughter in college. She works a second job in addition to teaching to support her family, which she hasn't been able to do as a result of the flooding. It would mean the world to our entire school to be able to support her and grant her a holiday wish this year. She truly is deserving of it. And that is from someone named Cassandra Garcia. Do you know a Cassandra Garcia?
Yes.
Well, she's on the phone right now. You can say hi to her, Kathy.
Hello.
Hi.
How do you know Cassandra?
Meadow Creek PTA.
Oh, from the PTA, of course. Okay.
Well, you are definitely a parent taking action.
Yeah, you are, Cassandra, and we want to thank you for seeing that one of the teachers that's teaching the future of America need a little bit of help.
Yeah, Mrs. Kathy, just a lot going wrong lately, huh?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. So you guys are still living in this house with all this damage, but you've just had to move into two rooms?
We actually are in a hotel. We've been moved two times. And then on Wednesday, we're going to live with my sister in one room. And then we're going to be waiting for our apartment to open up. So we'll have moved four times in a month.
Oh, my gosh.
And since it wasn't like, I guess, a natural act, like a flood, per se, from rain, the insurance company won't cover it, huh?
Correct. Oh. We have to have a
There's so many loopholes, man.
And with all this going on, I'm sure, Kathy, you haven't been able to think about what you're going to do for the holidays.
No. No Christmas tree. We're not quite sure what we're going to do.
Well, don't think about that anymore, because we are going to go ahead and grant Cassandra's Christmas wish to give you and your family a Christmas, Kathy.
Thank you.
So you're a teacher. How do you have time to even have a second job? What else do you do?
I was going to work in camp at Ranger Stadium. In American Airlines, I worked the Mavericks. The ladies who helped me do that, Erica Alonso and Sue, they've taken over those for me because I couldn't work for November and December. So they have found coverage for me.
So they covered your shifts for you. You work at basketball games and concerts.
Yeah, that money helps pay for my daughter who plays travel soccer. She's actually traveling on Wednesday, and she has to go without me. And that money pays for her soccer dues.
Oh,
so
wow.
They're into soccer, I'm sure. They're probably like sporty type things. Yeah. And so what we're going to do is we're going to give you a gift card to Conn's Home Plus. So I don't know if any electronics were damaged because of the water flooding, and I'm sure you're going to have to replace some stuff. They have everything you need there.
Appliances or electronic toys.
To help get you guys back on your feet. And we're also going to give you a gift card, a Visa gift card, and you can use that towards whatever you want to use that to, Kathy. So whether it's clothes or food or even
moving expenses,
you know, whatever's necessary to help you guys ease that pain that the money's causing this holiday season. We want to make sure that alleviates a little bit of it.
Thank you.
Girl, 2019.
I know that's right.
It's going to turn around.
You have a bad one, just say, you know what? I got all of that stuff out of the way. Now it's time for some good time.
Yeah, you'll be back to teaching. You'll be back to working at the American Airlines Center, at the concerts and the basketball games and hockey games.
Yep, you can get some breathing room here. I know it. I can feel it.
You know, there's going to be a light at the end of this tunnel, Kathy, and we're going to be pulling for you, and hopefully this helps you a little bit.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Meadow Creek PTA.
You are so welcome. You deserve every bit.
Thank you.
Cassandra, are you the president of the PTA?
I am.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for letting us know.
Yeah.
Of course. When the second guy had heard what was happening, I knew that Kid Craddock would be there to help.
Christmas wishes really do come true. On the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Merry Christmas, Cassandra. Merry Christmas, Kathy. Merry Christmas. Big old hug to you and your family, okay?
thank you. We appreciate you.
When I'm with you, it feels like Christmas. I must have been good, because baby, you're just what I
Kid Nation, if you want to nominate a deserving family, you can do that right now if you go to kidnation.com and get that Christmas wish granted.
And visit Conn's Home Plus to make it happen this holiday season with electronic gifts that everyone has on their list.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.